Okay, Alexander, we've got more news on Hunter Biden that's come out from John Solomon, Just the News. We've actually got more emails between Hunter and Devin Archer. Just a reminder who Devin Archer is. He was the other board member on Burisma. He's one of Hunter Biden's business partners in Rosemont, Seneca, and other ventures they have. He is the roommate of the university roommate of Christopher Hines. Christopher Hines, of course, is the son of Teresa Hines, who is from the Hines ketchup empire, and of course is married to John Kerry, who is now the climate czar for the Joe Biden administration elect, I guess, or the pretend elect. Kerry was also Secretary of State, interestingly enough, Secretary of State for Obama during Obama's coup in Ukraine, who, along with Biden, made numerous trips to Ukraine in order to rule over the country, in essence, to frame it very simply. But anyway, John Solomon now has gotten a look at the FBI emails. And we were right from, I think, about 2 years ago, where we said that most likely everything that was going down was a shakedown in order to protect Burisma. That's why they were seeking Joe Biden's help. That's why Burisma was seeking Joe Biden's help. And that's why Joe Biden was holding off on that $1 billion to give to Ukraine in order to provide that protection for Burisma. The key line in all this, I'll just read it to you. This is from Just the News. And this is quote from Hunter Biden as he's emailing Devin Archer. The deal with Burisma, and he's talking about a deal. Let me just put some backstory to this, some context. He's talking with Devin Archer about how they should structure more money on top of their $85,000 a month salary, how they should structure more money to come either to Hunter Biden or to their law firm. And this is before they're about to make a trip to Ukraine on Air Force Two. So this also shows that they were obviously leveraging the U.S. government trips to Ukraine in order to make these deals with his father, Joe Biden. And it says this, the deal with Burisma, quote, should include a retainer in the range of $25,000 per month with additional fees where appropriate for more in-depth work to go to BSF, and that is Hunter's law firm, Boies Schiller Flexner. And this is the key line in this quote, for our protection. Let me just stress that again. Additional fees where appropriate, $25,000 additional fees where appropriate for more in-depth work to go to BSF for our protection, Hunter Biden wrote. And then Hunter completes the memo to Archer, where he says, quote, complete separate from our respective deals regarding board participation. So he's saying this is on top, this 25K is on top of the fees that they're getting to be board members of Burisma. That is a key line, for our protection.
Well, the thing that really, for me, is so glaring about this is that there's barely any real attempt to conceal what is actually going on there. I mean, you have that word protection. It's there in that email. And we have always said, right from the beginning, right from the very first discussions we had about this affair on the Duran, that this bore all the indications of being precisely about protection, about a very corrupt company, a very corrupt oligarch in Ukraine, with links to the previous overthrown government, looking for ways to protect himself and his businesses from not just investigation by the new Ukrainian authorities, but from shakedowns by the new Ukrainian authorities. And what does he do? He goes to the person who is ultimately the most powerful person in Ukraine, which is to say Joe Biden, and he goes to him through his son and his son's friends, whom he appoints to his board. All of them knew this. It's there. It's in the emails. There's no real concealment of this in any way. And I have to say something else. Not only does it show that what we've been saying has been true all along, but it also shows, again, how important it is to have special counsel in this matter, something which Barr has gone out of his way to rule out. Because when you're talking about protection, the only person who is ultimately in a position to provide that protection is the ultimate political authority, both in the United States and in Ukraine. And we know who that is. Not obviously, you know, the legal entities in Ukraine, which are clearly, involved in these investigations, but the person who is at that time vice president of the United States, the Obama administration's point man in Ukraine, and the father of Hunter Biden. So that person is now going to become president of the United States. You need a special counsel to investigate these things. And if you can, that special counsel comes along and says, well, I've looked through all of the papers and I don't find any evidence of wrongdoing here. Well, at least that is from special counsel. And we can treat that, we can agree with it or not agree with it, but we have some confidence that this thing is going to be investigated properly.
Yeah, so John Solomon points out that this communication between Hunter Biden and Devin Archer, this coordination between Hunter Biden and Devin Archer was happening about a week before they were planning to take a trip to Ukraine on Air Force Two. Of course, you don't need me to point out, the viewers don't need me to point out that they're taking this trip on American taxpayers' money. This is a trip on Air Force Two to go to Ukraine so that Hunter Biden can then go around and do some wheeling and dealing. And I mean, it shows, I think it also shows outside of the fact that it was money well spent by Burisma. In other words, the $85,000 a month to Hunter Biden and to Devin Archer, plus this $25K that I'm sure they managed to get going to either Hunter Biden or the law firm, was bore fruit. I mean, it bore results because we have the Biden video where he is talking about how he told the Poroshenko government, "You're not going to get the billion unless you get rid of Shokin, Viktor Shokin." And as Biden says, son of a gun, sure enough, he got rid of Viktor Shokin. He put someone more capable. And that was it. Everything disappeared. Shokin's investigation, it all went away. And they appointed someone who doesn't even have any type of legal background whatsoever. Ukraine appointed someone who doesn't have any legal background whatsoever. So, I mean, this was known to Joe Biden. This was known to Hunter Biden. This was known to Devin Archer. This was obviously coordinated. They were riding around on Air Force Two. They were making deals. And on Burisma's part, it was money well spent. They got exactly what they paid for.
Exactly so. And that is the real scandal. Now, I'm not saying that, working for a corrupt business in Ukraine and getting backhanders and perhaps, engaging in tax evasion and money laundering isn't a serious thing. It's a very serious thing and it should be investigated. And if evidence comes to light, it should be prosecuted. But it is ultimately a private matter of criminal law. When we're talking about political pressure brought by the vice president of the United States, who is the second highest elected official in the country, in order to protect a corrupt company of which a member of the board is his own son, because that's the allegation. I mean, I want to make it clear, this is the allegation. Then that is the real scandal. And that's a scandal that absolutely cries out for investigation at the absolutely highest level, because especially when that elected official who was then the vice president is now going to become the president of the United States, the most senior official in the country, you need to know, obviously, what actually happened and whether that allegation is true. because otherwise you have in the presidency an individual who is suspected of being involved in a deeply corrupt and arguably criminal process. That seems to me obvious. So given the nature of the scandal, I come back to what I said. It cries out for special counsel. Now, special counsel might come in and exonerate Joe Biden. I mean, you know, that's a possible outcome. But there has to be a special counsel to investigate. In Joe Biden's interest, you would have thought, if he has actually done, as he repeatedly says, nothing wrong. Because, of course, if he's done nothing wrong, then this cloud hangs over him. Of course, if he has done something wrong, then again, even more, you need special counsel. Because a person who does this kind of thing should not be president of the United States, and Congress needs to be informed about it.
Yeah, I mean, okay. The fact that Joe Biden was carting around his son on Air Force Two right away is a red flag. You shouldn't be doing that. Hunter Biden wants to go to Kiev. He should book a flight. God knows he had so much money from the Chinese. He could have booked first class. So he could have booked a flight and gone to Kiev. He doesn't need to be on Air Force Two. The fact that you have the video of Biden bragging about the $1 billion, you're not going to get it. I mean, I think you have to be extremely naive to believe that Biden didn't know what was going on. It's clear as day that Biden knew what was going on. And Kerry as well. We shouldn't let John Kerry off the hook, because Devin Archer is the connection to John Kerry. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Kerry's in Biden's cabinet. And finally, Alexander, to wrap it up, bar the FBI, the DOJ, whatever, they had this information from the laptop for a good year plus, and they did nothing. And there's no doubt that if there was a proper investigation back then and proper journalism and reporting back then, this would have been useful information for the American voter.
It would have been useful information for the American voter, and it would have been extremely useful information a year before, during the impeachment proceedings, for the president of the United States, Donald Trump, who was facing impeachment, allegedly because he had wanted Joe and Hunter Biden's activities in Ukraine to be investigated. We have explained many times that this wasn't actually really the case, but it would have been a material fact, an important material fact, for Congress to know that Hunter Biden was already being investigated, not by Ukraine, but by the US authorities. But let me just come back quickly to the point about Air Force Two and the fact that Hunter Biden was traveling on Air Force Two. Obviously, he was there discussing things with his father. I mean, I think it's inconceivable that he wasn't talking to his father many times, not just obviously when they were on Air Force Two. But the point is, a person like Hunter Biden could certainly travel to a country like Ukraine privately. He could, you know, book an air flight, or he could arrange for Burisma to book a flight for him, provided, you know, he declares that in his tax. That's not a problem. He could easily have done that. That would have been the straightforward and proper thing to do. Why does Hunter Biden travel to a place like Ukraine on Air Force Two? Why does he travel to places like China on Air Force Two? Because he is Joe Biden's son, and he wants to make it known to the Chinese authorities and to the Ukrainian authorities that he is not just Joe Biden's son, the vice president's son, but that he is part of the vice president's entourage. He is, in other words, going out of his way to associate himself and what he is doing with the vice president, who is his father, and indirectly with the government of the United States. That's the only reason why he is traveling on Air Force Two for trips of this kind. It is completely wrong. It is entirely inappropriate. If he's going to these countries to carry out business deals, then he should not be traveling on Air Force Two at all. And if for some reason he has to, there ought to be complete transparency about what he was doing, both to the US authorities and to the authorities of the country he was visiting, to make it clear, to make it absolutely crystal clear, that whatever ventures, private ventures he was involved in, did not involve in any way his father, and that he explained then why he was traveling on Air Force Two. Did anything like that happen? Of course not. Of course not. Because, as I said, his purpose in traveling to these countries on Air Force Two was to make the Ukrainians and the Chinese and, you know, the citizens of other countries realize that he had the government of the United States behind him, and that he was, to a certain extent, acting, if not on its behalf, at least on behalf of important officials of that government, namely the vice president, his own father, and, as you've discussed, the secretary of state as well.
Yeah, for our protection. Just says it all.
For our protection. I would remind our viewers that the Russians and the Ukrainians, and this is a, you know, the Russian-speaking, well, partly Russian-speaking world, are very familiar with the concept of protection. They have their own word for it, which is krisha. Any Russian or Ukrainian looking at this, of this whole story, would recognize it as a case of protection and would refer to it by the word that's used in that part of the world, which is krisha. Krisha means sealing. It means the protection that comes for you from above. That is what Zlochevsky, the owner of Burisma, was buying. And as John Solomon absolutely rightly said, he got his money's worth.
All right. We'll leave it there. Alexander Mercurs, thank you very much. Guys, click on that subscribe. Drop us a like as well. The likes help our video get out there, if YouTube decides to put it out there. But definitely drop us a like. It's the easiest thing to do. Also, go to the Durant shop and pick up some merchandise. That is also an easy thing to do as well, because our merchandise is easy to browse, easy to buy, and it looks great. Also, look for us on BitChute as well.
Absolutely. And our merchandise is actually wonderful. We have our amazing magic mugs like this one with the flag of the United States. But of course, we have the flags of many countries. Here is Greece. You can see we have smaller mugs too. And we have wonderful apparel. We have the best T-shirts you can find anywhere in the world, both long sleeved like this one and short sleeved. And you've also got hats, amazing hats, baseball hats and trucker's hats. And we've got hoodies and we've got sweatshirts and we've got stickers. And our apparel and our mugs, which are the best, also have the flags of many countries, and we're starting also to have the flags of American states also. And they look amazing, and they are amazing, and they're incredibly comfortable to wear, and they're the best mugs to drink from. So if you come to our shop, you support the Duran, and also do please look for us on our other platforms, and remember to come and support us on Patreon and PayPal and Subscribestar, and also please join us on our Discord server and in our next broadcast.
All right, Alexander Mercurs, thank you very much. Take care, everybody.